Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the second-year head coach of the St. Cloud State Huskies, Eric Rood. And coach, first of all, how is your second year going for you?
Really well. The kids, we had a great spring after the season ended last year where we really tried to get to work and bulk up a little bit and just get stronger and do some of those things. And it really helped out in terms of our summer training and the girls came back and in really good shape this year and eager and really wanting to get back after it. So you know what, it was a good way to start the season.
Well, you've had a chance to get a recruiting class finally, being this your second year. How do your recruits or your rookies look this year?
Well, good. You know, I mean, it was tough because we started so late. You know, we got the job in the summer, and both assistants were hired late in the summer. So it was interesting. In my first recruiting cycle in women's hockey, there really weren't a lot of kids left. So we really had to go out and scour and find some kids in some different areas and try to piece together a class, and we needed a bunch. So you know, it was late in the process, but I think what we ended up with was a solid group of kids that are really on board and wanting to help improve our program.
Well, you've already seen your share of WCHA opponents. What are your thoughts on the league so far?
Well, miserable as ever. we started off with the Gophers, Badgers, North Dakota the first 3 weeks in a row, and now we come to Bemidji. So basically four of the top six teams in the country off and on in the polls or however you want to look at it is who we start with, which is great. I mean, the nice thing for us is that we started out with Minnesota and struggled, got a little better with Wisconsin in that series, and then playing North Dakota, ended up winning in a shootout on Saturday night. And, you know, so for a 3 week period, I think we saw some growth and some determination playing against those real top teams. So, you know, hopefully that gives us some confidence moving forward.
What kind of morale booster was it taking North Dakota and actually scoring four goals against them, first of all, but then beating them in the shootout?
You know, and I think it's big because the nice thing is we went into that series. It was funny that week our kids had a little bit of different confidence to them, and I think playing those tough opponents every week after week, at some point you either just cave in or you rise up and you want to try to compete. So I think we sensed that a little bit during the week, and then as the weekend went on, I think we kept playing better and better, and then Saturday to finish that off was a real nice thing, and I think it'll be real interesting to see how we follow up now coming against another top team this weekend.
Molly Ilikainen scores a hat trick for you last Saturday night. What kind of player is she?
You know what? She's a strong, hardworking player that scores a lot of different ways. She doesn't. It's a lot of hard work around the net. It's she ended up getting a shorthander because she has anticipation and can kind of pull away. She really competes hard when the puck drops and really inspires the rest of our team, I think, when she's on her game.
Taking a look at the Beavers, watching film, obviously you probably watched the Wisconsin series, but did you take a look back on the North Dakota series since you both have that common opponent and you both were able to capitalize on them?
Well, that was a nice thing. Is it was when you play the two teams, you know, week by week, it's you get a good feel for both opponents. You know, you kind of watch back and forth, and you know what? It's interesting when you watch those two teams. It's two evenly matched teams and very good, very well coached. And that series with Bemidji and North Dakota was just really well played, back and forth, two really close games. So it was nice to see that leading into this week, and hopefully our kids can have a little bit of confidence knowing they played a North Dakota team tough last weekend and then a similar opponent this weekend.
What do you expect to see out of the Beavers?
as always, great goaltending. Their decor is solid, and that top line is really, really talented. You on the road, it's hard to match up against the other team's top line. So we're just going to have to try to do our job by committee against that group, and see how it comes. And we've been trying to really, really work. Going back a little bit, when you play Minnesota and Wisconsin to start the year, you don't have a choice but to work on your D zone a lot because you're in there a bunch. So we were able to do that and kind of come out of that with a pretty good feeling of what we're trying to accomplish as a team. Mm-hmm. And now we're trying to keep implementing more offensive structure in our game and trying to come up with more ways to score goals. So, it certainly won't be easy against Bemidji, but we've been working on it, and we're going to try to find some ways to find a little kink in the armor.
Eric, thanks so much for your time, and have a safe trip up to Bemidji.
Thanks a lot.